I've been asked to say something about how the study of the scattering of X-rays has led to the concept of X-rays as particles. In the beginning in 1917, I spent five years at a rather unsuccessful attempt to reconcile certain experiments on the intensity and distribution of scattered X-rays with the electron theory of the phenomenon that had been developed by Sir J.J. Thompson. Then a series of experiments that I performed at Washington University beginning in 1922 confirmed an observation by J.A. Gray of Queen's University of Kingston, Ontario, that the secondary rays produced when X-rays pass through matter are in fact of the nature of scattering, and further that in the process of scattering, these rays have in some way been altered to increase their absorbability. From my own absorption measurements, I was able to estimate that over a wide range of wavelengths of the primary rays, the increase in the absorbability of these scattered rays was what it should be if their wavelength was increased by about 300ths of an angstrom. This result I checked with an X-ray spectrometer, measuring an increase in the wavelength of approximately 200ths of an angstrom. At this point, I found myself engaged as a member of a committee of which William Duane of Harvard was chairman, in preparing a report for the National Research Council on secondary radiations produced by X-rays. When it came to the publication of the report, Duane objected to including my revolutionary conclusion that the wavelength of the rays was increased in the scattering process just described, because he felt that the evidence for the increase was inconclusive. Perhaps it might be worthwhile noting on the side just what that increase in wavelength implies. It implies a decrease in frequency. When you think of an electromagnetic wave, such as an X-ray is supposed to be, as something of a definite frequency, the scattering of X-rays implies that the incident rays set into oscillation one of the electrons in the material through which it passes. And because of this oscillation, the electrons emit a kind of secondary radiation that we call the scattered rays. Now, since that is sent out by an oscillator, which in turn is set in motion by the primary rays, that implies that the secondary rays are precisely the same wavelength or frequency as the primary rays, in the same way that an echo is of the same frequency or tone as is the sound that produces the echo.